Random House Audio presents Death Comes Silently by Carolyn G. Hart. Read for you by Kate Redding. 1. Nicole Hathaway drew the covers over her head to block out the pale winter moonlight. Alone. She felt so alone. How had her life gone so wrong? She stifled a sob. Always she'd wanted to find the right man. She'd been thrilled when Everett pursued her. He was such a gentleman, not rough or crude like so many boys she knew. He was older, distinguished. He treated her with such courtesy. His manners and cultivated background dazzled her. She'd taken great pride in being Mrs. Everett Hathaway. She wasn't sure when she began to see him for what he was, fussy and pretentious, and sometimes not very nice. She hadn't expected what happened. A man who occupied her every waking thought. A man who brought her ecstasy. By that time, she'd moved to a bedroom of her own, at first with the plea that she had such a cough from her allergies and she would sleep better alone, and then the days continued to pass, and they slept apart. She didn't want to go on this way. Why live a lie? But when she spoke of being together, there were reasons and excuses. And soon her lover didn't meet her as often. There had to be a way to make it happen. Brad Milton massaged one temple, another silent migraine. Pretty soon the Coke and Excedrin would take effect. He pushed the spreadsheets away. He couldn't work any more tonight. It didn't matter how many times he looked. The numbers wouldn't get any better. There was no way out. He glanced at his desk calendar. 14 more days and the notes could be called. If only he could have 6...